Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. So today's episode may feel a little bit different. I was unpacking quite a few things, and I thought this might be something that would benefit you just as much as it did for me. So I want to take you behind the scenes and share with you a little bit of things that have been going on in my life personally, as I've been very transparent about the season and the transitions of life over these past several long months. And I mean, especially even these 6 months, to be honest, but most recently, as of these last 4 to 6 weeks, which have been a lot. And so much has come from just being in the stillness of things. And one of the revelations that came to mind, and something I was thinking of, how can I share this in a way that would make the most sense to you, but also me putting it into perspective. So anyway, I just want to let you know that sometimes when we create things that are for others, but then we find ourselves many months later realizing that what we had actually created was essentially something we needed for ourselves. And really, that's what this feels like. This whole season that I'm in, it's a transition. It's a healing journey. It's grief that we unpack. But it's not just grief, and it's not just burnout, and it's not just these transitions. It's like everything caught up to me all at once in a way that felt, I guess, to say, divinely timed and inspired. And let me just tell you, God is so good. As I found myself in the season of just slowing down, I started to see it. All those little breadcrumbs, those gentle reminders, the patterns, all those things that I hadn't noticed until recently. And at the center of it all was this podcast. How ironic, right? So what's odd here, and I'll bring this full circle, but I wanted to share something specific about the podcast. And that is that this podcast, the Confident Woman Podcast, was started 6 years ago, completely on blind faith. It's become a 2% globally ranked show with over 330 episodes, a 3-year guest waitlist, and a library of powerful, deep, meaningful connections and conversations from women from all walks of life, from all over the world. And these episodes have helped countless women rediscover their voice, their confidence, and their identity. But here's the truth you probably don't know, is that I haven't taken on a single new guest since January, the week before my father passed. And that moment, that loss, it literally stopped me in my tracks. It's been so hard to navigate this season. And I guess if you want to put it that perspective, this was God saying this is a full stop. And every episode that you've heard since then, it has been recorded 6 to 12 months ago. Obviously, these solo episodes are fresh. These are current. This is stuff that I record and share with you as I'm learning and sharing along the way. I want to express my heart. And so that's why I do these solo episodes, to give you a glimpse behind the scenes. So with that said, every episode landed exactly where I needed it most. Like the words I spoke as a host back then were meant for the woman I am today. And it was just odd because as I'm listening back to these episodes, I'm hearing them as if it's a first time, as if I wasn't even present 6 months ago. I don't even know how to explain it. This is so crazy. And the irony is that everything I create is aimed to serve a previous version of not only just me, but the women that have expressed such gratitude and reaching out and sharing personal notes and saying, oh my gosh, I feel like you've read my diary. Like, how did you know? Because the truth is, I couldn't know unless I did the inner work, unless I firsthand walked through this experience. And so that's the point, is that we're all more alike than we are different. It gives me the courage and confidence to share these behind the scenes for that sake and for that purpose solely. Because if I needed a me for me back then, and many of you are echoing the same, then the seasons that I'm going through are just as powerful and important. So you may not be through in the depths of your grief, loss, and healing journey, but I think you can relate. I think we can all agree and relate that we have lost something. We've all grieved pieces and parts of our lives. We all have been hurt. We all feel pain, and that's what's universal. And so I was thinking about this podcast episode, and to be honest, I was like, I don't want to feel heavy. Like, grief, when you talk about that stuff feels dark, gloomy, doomy, like, oh my gosh. Loss, yeah, another Debbie Downer, right? But the irony is, it's not deep, dark, and depressing. What I have found is that it's actually renewing and restoring and healing in its own way. And so when I say all this, and listening back to these episodes, and I'm trying to bring this full circle for you, because like I said, bear with me. I'm trying to process this not only in just real time, but also trying to make sense for you, because I'm over here just still chewing on like the what, the how, the what, huh? And so anyway, like the words that I spoke back when I was hosting these podcasts all those many months ago, it's wild to listen back on these now, and not only as the creator, but as the woman who's in the middle of the mess, in this grief, in this journey, this process, all this stuff, and in the questioning and in the rebuilding. So what I found is that the timing and the message and everything that resonates in the here and now is too precise to be coincidental. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I have to always come back and be like, only God. Because how could I have known that the same words that I would speak then would be the exact message and the words that I needed to hear from me now, but not only just my words, but the words from my guests, the words from these incredible women that have radically transformed their lives and are now leaving breadcrumbs and reminders for me in the season, and which hope for you as well. Because really, that's the whole point, right? What I've found in this journey is that healing isn't linear. And sometimes we're unknowingly preparing ourselves for the seasons ahead. This past month marked a full circle moment. My family gathered to lay my father to rest. On the same day, we honored my brother's birthday and the anniversary of his passing for the last 15 years. And so what I found is that grief has a way of compounding, but it also clarifies. It strips things back to what really matters. Something that I hadn't realized unless I have taken that time to sit with it and process it. And in that slowness, something surprising happens. You start to rebuild. Not overnight. Not all at once, but brick by brick. And I've been rebuilding quietly behind the scenes because I've been gifted this time. And so what I've been building has been my business, my systems, my boundaries, my routines, my body, my faith, my clarity, my confidence, my identity. And I know I'm not the only one. When I say this is a major renovation, and for context, when my father passed, it wasn't just the passing. And I don't want to get into that story here. You'll find it a few episodes back, but it literally shook my world. And not only just my inner world, but my outer world. It shattered my family. It changed the dynamic. Other lives were completely ripped and just shattered. And it's just wild, you know, when you think about the direct impact of things, especially
when they weren't of natural causes and normal things that happen in life. And so I know that some of you that are listening, you're going through a season. Like I said, you're grieving maybe not a loss of a loved one, but a loss of an identity or a life that you once envisioned. Or maybe you find yourself in these seasons of transitions. Many of you are redefining what life looks like now, what your business, your relationships, what purpose are. And if that's you, I want you to know, I see you. I truly, truly do. I get it. And the truth is, everyone's journey is different, but we're all headed towards the same goal. We're on the same path to heal, to mend, to become better versions of ourselves, to become whole, to become healed. And that's a journey within itself. I just want to remind you, you are exactly where you need to be in this moment, in this message, in this conversation. Because what I also find in this whole season is something I didn't even know it could be possible. The timing of it, meaning that it could happen now. I was thinking that down the road, that if that, then this. But what I'm finding is this peace that doesn't come from getting it all right. This peace, it comes from presence, from knowing God is with you in this season, in the midst of it, in this darkness, in this stillness. God is omnipresent. And that presence, that's what anchors you when everything else feels so unsteady. And as Jesus said in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And that's the promise I'm holding on to. A reminder that this peace is already within you. It's not something you have to hustle for. It's something you live through. And I want to live it with you right here in this real, raw, messy, and imperfect journey. So if anything in this episode has stirred something in you, if you've been quietly whispering, me too, or wiping tears away, or sitting in your car not wanting to go back inside, I want to give you one next step, one tool that has anchored me in more ways than I can imagine, especially in the season as I rebuild, and that is my Fit From Within journal. It's 60 days to finding freedom. And it's not just about health and fitness, and it's not just about getting your body in check or losing the weight or doing the things. No, not at all. This is a wellness journey. This, when we talk about wellness, we talk about our mental, our emotional, our spiritual, and our physical health and well-being. And in this journal, it's a space to reconnect with your body, your mind, and your spirit. It's how I've been resetting day by day. When everything else feels uncertain, I have a plan. I have an anchor. I have a system. I have a tool. And that's what keeps me going. Because I don't wake up with chaos and wonder, where am I going? What am I doing? If you're ready to start that reset too, you can check it out by clicking on the link in the show notes below. And this is the work, the inner work. And we're living every moment with intention because we realize the fragility of life. We realize the importance of the present moment. We realize the power of God's goodness and grace. And that is what becoming looks like in real life. Not just in those pretty posts or inspirational quotes you see online, but here, now, in the present moment. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to walk this journey with you, to have this platform to share these messages and conversations that not only have changed and impacted my life, but like I said, the countless women that have gone before me. And so I'm honored to walk this journey with you and alongside of you. So until next time, take what you need, leave what you don't. May God bless.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.